Your Excellency, the chairperson of this summit, Your Excellencies, heads of state and government, and other heads of state delegations here present, the chief executives of the three Rome-based United Nations agencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by expressing my delegation's appreciation to the Director General of the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, Dr. Jacques Diouf, and the entire FAO personnel for making it possible for us to meet here for this momentous summit. Mr. Chairman, it is important to review the progress that has been made towards attaining food security for all in the face of the financial and economic crisis that the world experienced recently. Mr. Chairman, food security has again emerged as a critical issue in the world due to the substantial increases in food and oil prices in the last few years. The combined negative effects of the global financial and economic crisis and climate change on global food security have further increased the number of hungry and poor people in the developing countries, particularly in our continent, Africa. The worst hit are the smallholders, farmers, especially women and children who live in rural areas and mostly depend on agriculture for their livelihood. Mr. Chairman, agriculture offers one of the best solutions to the multiple challenges of the global food crisis, profound climate change, soaring energy prices, and extreme poverty that we are confronted with today. Agriculture can enable us to feed our people, lift them out of poverty, and cushion us from the impact of global economic recession. Mr. Chairman, Zambia is also concerned at the decreasing levels of resources available for agricultural development in developing countries, although our allocations to the agricultural sector are still below the African Union Maputo Declaration threshold, we are increasing funding to the sector. Ladies and gentlemen, the unfair terms of trade between the developed and developing countries, especially in relation to primary and secondary agricultural products, is worsening the financial and economic situation of developing nations. Major agricultural exporting countries face difficulties in exporting their products either due to export restrictions or the imposition of differential export taxes applied by the developed countries. In this regard, Zambia is calling upon the developed countries to urgently open their markets to the products from developing countries and to reduce the trade distortion subsidies. Greater international market access for African countries is required in order to increase incomes from our crops, livestock, and fish products exports. Mr. Chairman, programs and initiatives that can move the agricultural sector forward have been identified. The Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program, CAADP, is one such initiative that can help individual African countries ensure that economic growth is achieved. This initiative should be supported. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, climate change presents one of the greatest threats to food security in our time. Its effects have far-reaching implications on nutrition, health, and education. thereby worsening poverty levels and negatively affecting human development. My government, therefore, recognizes the importance of scaling up conservation agriculture, which could serve the twin purpose of increasing food production and as a mitigation factor to adverse effects of climate change. Mr. Chairman, my government is encouraged with the assurance expressed by the G8 at the L'Aquila Summit held here in Italy in July this year to commit $20 billion over a three-year period to assist local entrepreneurs in developing countries. We hope that this will enable African countries enhance our food security as well as build capacity to compete favorably with farmers in other regions. Mr. Chairman, I would like to conclude before your lights come up, to conclude by stating that in the wake of the many crises facing us today, Zambia calls for the following measures to increase food production and productivity. One, increased investment in rural development in general and in rural infrastructure in particular, both from the public and private sectors to boost productivity and linking of farmers to markets. Two, targeting support to small-scale producers of food, improved incentive measures and subsidy schemes for provision of inputs accompanied by an effective and efficient agricultural research and extension service. And three, better and fair terms of trade at both regional and global levels for agricultural produce and inputs. Formulation and implementation of national policies and international cooperation agreements that will enhance productivity for the majority of the small-scale farmers, especially in the developed countries, in the developing countries. And four, provision of inputs at affordable cost to farmers. Five, promotion of irrigation, especially for the small-scale farmers. If these measures are put in place and with the support of other governments in the region and beyond, I am confident that Zambia and other developing countries will not only achieve the desired twin goals of rapid economic growth and poverty reduction, but also ensure security for all. I thank you, and may God bless you, Mr. Chairman. I hope you feel better that I've concluded within my 5 minutes. Thank you.